Those two previous deck keys were for me, W8RCY. Something's wrong with the radio. I don't know why it's keying up on that particular band. It shouldn't be, but I do apologize. W8RCY. Well, we'll let it slide this time. I'll be in that part of St. Clair Shores on Thursday where I can do a cannoli run, if that'll help make you feel better. Well, I think I'm somebody different than who you think I am, but I won't say no to a cannoli. This is Don, K8BB, just on my way to the office. I heard that a couple of the carriers, they get into the system once in a while, so I wasn't going to say nothing, but yeah, you're loud and clear in the last couple of transmissions, so whatever you did different worked. Copy that. I thank you. W8RCY. W8FU. KF8S, what's up? Oh, I made a mistake of getting on GMRS. Now I gotta say hi to Bob. Be right back. Bob from Sheboygan County. And this is the other call I'm making. KF8S from W8FU.
What you gonna do, brother, when Wuxon repackages and sends back to you?
W8RCY from W8FU. You rang? W8RCY responding. Hey, were you listening to Bob talking to that other guy? Apparently lives up by him. I think it's RYR504 or something like that. Was that on a GMRS band? Yes, about a minute ago, not even. The guy sounds really familiar, and I'm curious who he is, if he's who I think he is. Unfortunately, the only GMRS band I am currently monitoring is Troy. I am not monitoring anything in the MIH, so I missed that, I'm sorry to say. Do you have a WRYR? It could be YRY, no, I think it's RYR, 504, that's up that way in your record. If you give me a minute, sure, I'm not at the computer, but let me go grab it. All right, I'm driving, so I can't, it's hard for me to get it. I'm really bad with these things. I'll have forgotten the call in about another mile, so that's why I'm calling out. Okay, give me a second. I just grabbed my tablet, so I'll look it up.
I got doubled. Good afternoon, ABPR. Gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Where are you off to?
Oh, I got to run to Birmingham for an errand, and then probably get some lunch. That's about it.
Oh, yeah? Where's lunch?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet.
Well, I'm about 15 minutes from home, where I will transfer out of this vehicle and get into my vehicle. It'll probably take me another 15 or so to get to Birmingham area, but I'm game.
Oh, okay. Sure, why not? I just got to go. I'm going to be around 14 in Woodward. Got to pick something up and just take a minute. And I should be there in about 10 minutes, 10, 15.
All right, well, I'll be just transferring over to my car about that time, so I'll be at my place and rolling in about 15. So, all right, we'll keep posted, because I was just about to stop. I went down to Bomberito's and forgot they're closed on Monday. Thought for a hot minute to get Mexican El Charro's, and then I said, nah, I'll be better than that. Then I thought maybe I'd get a Maurice salad on the way home from Cattleman's. Then I heard you, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll do that, whatever that is.
Yeah, so, anything Birmingham and north of there is even south, I don't care. All right, I'll call you when I'm done with picking up what I'm picking up and see if Don's back with your info, ABPR.
I'm on the phone. My brother's calling me from Florida, so it'll be a hot minute. Well, there you go. W8FU. W8FU from WRCY 565. Oh, no, W8RCY, I'm sorry. My information, it's not who I thought it was. Okay, because the only thing I found that was close was a guy in Centerline that's got an amateur call. I don't know nothing about this guy. Apparently I had the number wrong. I knew I'd have it butched up. It was 503, and I don't know. But anyhow, his name's Jim. It's not the guy I was thinking. He sounded just like this ham radio friend of mine, Ron, who lives up there now. And I was just wondering if it was him, because I had heard rumors that he had his GMRS call, but I'd never heard him on GMRS. So I thought maybe that was he, because they were talking about owning property up there and being very close to where my friend Ron is. So, but alas, wasn't the case. Just sounded like him. Okay, and 503 is the one that I found as well. And same name as you said, I think Jim. But Jim. Sorry I wasn't quicker, but my brother calls at the most unopportune time. So, all right. Well, enjoy your lunch with Phil. Have a good afternoon, and we'll catch up with you guys later. W-A-R-C-Y. Okay, catch you later. W-A-W.
W-8-F-U. I promise.
Uh-huh.
All right. As long as you promise.
Well, if I'm not him, I'm wearing his underwear.
Well, I heard he does like to swap underwear with people, so that doesn't make surprising.
I was told to change my underwear every day, so I got to find somebody to change it with.
Please do.
If you turn it inside out, does that count?
At least it stays laundry.
Yeah, you should be able to get a couple days out of them that way.
All right. Turns out the place I had to go is close to 1, so I'll have to come back here after lunch. Where do you want to go?
Well, I am at 13 and DeQuinner, heading west.
Okay. So, and I'm at 14 and Woodward. So, what's in between?
Well, we could do the red coat. I know you said it's dark, but we don't have computer stuff to do. Or we could go back to the place we went to last time. Or, let's see, what else? It's lunch, clearly, so we want to... So toast is probably not the one to go to.
Well, you had mentioned the Bucharest Grill. Do you want to do that?
I am always up for Bucharest.
That's still a 13 Woodward, right?
Yes, it is. In the strip mall there on the southwest plaza.
All right. I'm like a mile from there, so I'll meet you there.
All right, I'll be behind you a few, but I shouldn't be terribly far. Yeah, that sounds good. I don't know what kind of seating they got. It's probably more, you know, lunch diner, but that's fine.
All right, that works out well because I got to come right back to the same spot again after 1. So I'm going right by it.
Bucharest Grill it is. A hearty choice.
Cabela's.
Well, we doubled, and all I heard was Ella's.
Oh, I said, I'm bummed because my favorite sub shop is closed up all Michigan locations except 1, the Bella's. I love that place.
Suggestion.
Go ahead, suggestion.
W8RCY. I don't know if it's still there or not, but my cell phone store was right across the street. Potbelly's on the southwest corner of Normandy and Woodward, which I believe is 13 and a half in Woodward. That was a place I used to frequent a lot. If you guys are down the road ever looking for a sandwich place.
For some reason, I can't remember why I wasn't impressed.
So I can confirm, unfortunately your experience wasn't the same as mine, but I very much like Potbelly. It's one of my favorites. They've got one at 12 and Mound, and there's another one up near my work. And I guess it depends what you get, but I was very, very happy with them. And I remember DeBella's or whatever it is. What's the other one that's big? They used to have one by me. It was called Lenny's, and there was only like one in this area. It was at 12 and Mound, and I love that place, and they shut down. They're mostly down south. That was kind of a bummer. So, but yeah, DeBella's is a little different than most. You know, it's got the crusty big bread and all that stuff.
Okay, well, I see you right in front of Potbelly's. If you want to try that, I'm game to try to do a rematch.
No, I'm sorry. You already said Bucharest. There ain't no going back once you've got me on a path.
Okay, no problem. We'll have to try another time.
This is the second time I've mentioned Red Coat, and you found something else. I'm thinking you don't like Red Coat. I've eaten at Wahlburgers. I've eaten at Red Coat, obviously, because my cell phone store was two doors north of that. And then, of course, Potbelly. So, you know, it was just a suggestion for next time that you're in the area if you're trying to think of a place. W8RCY, guys, enjoy your lunch. Have a good afternoon.
Okay, well, my problem with the Red Coat is it's really expensive for what you get. I think you can get just as good for less. So, anyways, I just got to cross 13 Mile here, and I'm at the other place.
Yeah, I assume there was something else to it. So, I'm at 13 in Campbell, so I got a couple miles. I'll be there shortly.
Roger. Let's see here. Make sure it's still here. You know, things change quickly. I know the Wahlburgers is gone. Let's see, where is it?
It's quite a ways back near that market, that whatever that market is. It's in the stretch that runs east-west, but to the far west of it.
Oh, okay. Oh, they got speed bumps in here now. There it is. Okay, got it. All right, I'm here. ADPR.
Does the seating look acceptable? Because if the seating sucks.
I can't really tell. The reflection in the windows makes it almost impossible to see in.
All right, I can't remember. I know they've got the counter and the high chairs near the window. And then I know around the corner they've got other seating, but I never really paid attention. 99% of the time I go there. In fact, I've never eaten inside this one. I know the one down in the Garment District has got a pretty nice seating area, so don't know about this one. All right, I'm a few minutes off. We'll see you then.
Yeah, I can see the ones, the countertops along the window. I can't see in further than that. But, all right, we'll see. I'm getting out. ABAP.
All righty, W8FU.
How goes it, John?
Well, right now it goes west with the rest of me. It's usually in the lead unless my stomach's particularly bloated.
There you go. Been going 100 miles an hour in 37 different directions these past 4 or 5 days, and I'm actually heading towards the office to try to make it look like I still work. So I heard your voice there, and I had all sorts of other things going on this morning, so I didn't have a chance to talk, but I figured I'd say hello.
Yeppers, yeah, I bagged out this afternoon so that I got to get the sack really early tonight because I got to be on the road at like 3:30 a.m. Got to get to Traverse City by 8. And, I mean, I guess if, as long as I'm on the road by 4, I'll get there, but got to be in Traverse City for the day. I'm going to do it all in a day, drive up, do my meeting, and then drive back all in a day. Just don't feel like going up there and spending the night just to do a meeting, but that's going to be me until, so no real work until Wednesday, if I don't take Wednesday off.
Yeah, you're a brave man. If that were me, I'd go the night before and spend the night, but that's just me. I would be totally exhausted if I pulled a day off like that. Well, at least you got GMRS and Statewide 5 to keep you occupied for most of the trip, and you can talk to your friends.
Yeah, I always have these grandiose plans to, you know, I'm going to run this, and I'm going to do that, and all this stuff, and then in the end, I either something doesn't work, or I forgot to do this, or whatever, and I've not had a lot of luck on that, but this will be the first run with my T-Mobile phone that way. So I'll be curious to see how its hotspot action works running. Why the heck did that warn me of collision warning? It wasn't even close. Anyhow, I will try that. Probably try to get my node running. But easy thing is probably just grab my little hotspot, do that. But I do have the, I will have the work car with the MI5 roaming in it, so I could do that too. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Well, you have a good trip. Enjoy wherever you're going to go do. So, and I'm doing my final approach to the office. So I will chat with you later, and you drive real careful, but at least it's going to be a beautiful day for driving. So it could be worse.
Yes, yes, it could. All right, I am just getting ready to turn into my destination here, so good timing. W-A-F-U.
N-8-K-P-B. Have fun.
NATDF mobile. ABATR from W8FU. ABATR W8FU.
Yes, sir.
Did you get your non-spectacles?
I did.
Is that something you got to try before you leave, or pretty much they're always right?
No, I already had the trials. Decided they worked, so these are the official ones, 6 months supply.
There you go. So I don't know if you're a hummus guy, but well, I was in the Woodward Corners or whatever the hell it is. There's a little stand set up with a bunch of hummuses, and see, they're a Michigan-based, local, woman-based company selling these hummuses, and they had some very interesting combination flavors, and they were handing out coupons for a free one, so I tried the hummus made of with beets. It was kind of red like beets, and that was okay, and then I tried their spicy one, which would be like a roasted red pepper hummus. That was good. And then they had McClure's pickles. I don't know if you've ever had McClure's, but they had a McClure pickle-based hummus, and that was the winner, so I got me a free one.
Yeah, I do like hummus. I wouldn't go with beets because I don't like beets. But I have had McClure pickles, and they are very good. So I can't imagine pickle and hummus together. Well, I guess I can. Now that you think about it, you, a lot of times their sandwiches have hummus and pickles inside them. So, yeah, I guess I could go.
I wasn't sure. You know, I tried a couple, and they had several others, you know. You know, regular and garlic and, you know, and but I thought that the beet and the McClure's were the most interesting. So they were all good. So, but I brought myself home a tub of the McClure's complimentary, so that's cool. They were packing up and left, though, so even if you were still there, the ship had sailed for a freebie.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Enjoy. I'm just trying to get to the gas station here. But there's some kind of a mess in the road here causing a problem. Not sure what.
I was coming down John R. from 13 Mile Road, and they had the westbound lanes on every side street closed off. And but the eastbound lanes were open, you know, and it was like, do not enter, do not enter, do not enter. Like, wouldn't you think they'd keep the you know, at least one set of lanes open to get in, you know, and a set to get out, but it was nuts. So, crazy stuff. But, yeah, anyhow, I'm almost home. I had to stop and get the darling bride her cigarettes. And always one of the highlights of my week.
Okay, here's all on this amazing one here. Multiple fire engines, police cars, telegraph. Down on one lane.
Probably somebody had to go buy cigarettes for a non-smoker and their head exploded.
Well, let's see. Whatever it is, they're just cleaning it up now. It's definitely an accident. Well, it's probably one of these idiots turns from the far right lane and wants to get over to the far left lane to go south on a telegraph, and then kind of look at what would happen. Got creamed.
Yeah, I find it amazing how many people don't understand the rules of the road, and you know, especially when it comes to things like, you know, who yield, who has right of way, and you know, just simple stuff, and you know, things like that. If you can't make it, go to the next one, you know. But you know, people just, you know, they get their mind made up. I've got to turn here, and I got to get turned around right there. No, you don't. You know, if you want to wait until there's a sufficiently clear gap to do that. You may or may not get it this time of day, but if not, go to the next one.
That is true, yeah. Even they have the signs marked out which lanes you want to be in. If you want to go south on Telegraph, there's three lanes that turn right. You need to be in the two left, not the far right one.
I'll tell you what always boogers me up is Square Lake when you're getting a telegraph there. I'm never in the right lane. All right, anyhow, I'm backing in. Got to get inside. Got some stuff that needs refrigeration.
Okay, well, that's exactly where I'm at. That's where the accident happened. That's exactly what the sign I was talking about. It clearly states if you want to go south on Telegraph, you got to be in either the second lane from the left or the third lane, not the fourth. So, all right. I'm just waiting for my pump, maybe up here.
Yeah, I'm always in the proper lane to go south. My problem is I'm never in the right lane to go north. You know, it seems like I'm always too far over, and I don't know. Because I'm always going, when I get to that intersection, I'm almost always going north and almost never going south. And I always find myself, you know, in a jam, you know, oh, Christ, I got to get out of this one and get over. I know it's marked, but... It's not a very good intersection. It's not well planned, so they should do something about that for all of us idiots. All right, I gotta go. W8FU.
Yeah, I got out a little bit early. I think we get the
get this dark this fast. Oh well. If I would have stayed another half hour, it'd be too dark to do what I want to do. Huh. Well, 80 out. That's a good thing.
Yeah, normally I don't go to the office on Monday, but I had a vendor come in at 1 o'clock today, and he was there till 5, so I'm about 20 minutes from home, so I got to get there and do a quick, at least mow the front lawn, and I'll be back tomorrow. But back thing, about a half hour to do, or the front will take me about a half hour. So knock that out real quick, and I just picked up dinner on the way, so little tubbies, so I'll when I get done. I have a goal. Mow the lawn, then I can eat dinner.
Yeah, I wanted to clean the bugs off my car from the trip up north before it gets too dark. But yeah, very good. I was just thinking about subs tonight. Oh, that sound good. I'll get subs somewhere. All right, well, enjoy. I'm just about home. I'll talk at you later. WATAP.
Later, Eric. Hey, Nick, does that mean you're not going to the users group meeting tomorrow?
I didn't know there was a user group meeting tomorrow.
Uh-huh, Travers.
Oh, that's because MPSDS is in their division meeting all week. That explains it now. No, I'm dealing with this Vesta thing. By surprise, stay close to home. They make that thing so far away, it's hard to peel away and go.
We intend on objecting. And just, you know, they said they when they got away from Great Wolf, they said that they had a contractual obligation to Great Wolf they had to fulfill. But now it's at a new place, and it's not Great Wolf. So it's like, well, you're still staying there, you don't seem to have any interest in bringing it down. Now I get it, they bring in every steeplejack and tech from from pretty near Wisconsin, so that is kind of centralized when you consider that. But I think at least the user group part of it, day one should probably they should spread that out, at least have one down here. We've offered to host it. So I'm gonna hit them up with it again tomorrow. But yeah, I'm making the drive up.
Where are you at?
I'm at home, man. I gotta drive all the way out tomorrow morning.
Oh, yep. No, there was a guy there today from Word Systems. They do our, apparently they're the nice folks. Third-party vendor, not impressed by the guy at all. They now have to come back again on my go-live date on the 13th of November because they can't do what I need them to do. And just not, it's been a long, drawn-out process that gets my blood pressure up.
I'm not sure if I told you or not, but we boot at night. We're a full Equature org right now. I just couldn't deal with their everything about them. Don't get me going. And what company do you say was repping them now?
Word Systems. They're out of Indianapolis. They're their third party install consultant or installer or whatever the heck they are. After this is all done, I am going to find some way to tell whoever wants to listen that the state shouldn't be dealing with them either anymore.
Well, they're in bed with mothers, so they have that, but they don't deserve it. They honestly don't. I was very underwhelmed with their systems. That there's, in their support and everything. Again, don't even get me going. So, like they say, we made the transition to Equature. We forklift that out, put a whole Equature system in, and we get the whole damn thing for a fraction of what they wanted just for telephone support. and that's including hardware with a 5-year refresh, everything. And you know, for just the price that they wanted for dial-in service, it was a no-brainer. You know what? Take your stuff and shove it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I shake my head at some things. This Vesta project can't get done quick enough either, so it's just we're in the home stretch. Now it's all, you know, coming together, but there's a few roadblocks because we gotta move the barricades on, get through it. But supposed to go live on the 13th, so hoping that still holds true. Hopefully. See what the Mother M has to say.
Oh yeah, I'm still a homeboy when it comes to you know, the RF equipment, but when it comes to all this ancillary stuff, whether it be, you know, the ICV or the call taker stuff or you know, the logging stuff, all they do is just buy somebody else up and then put their label on it. And I mean, how'd that work out for the people with, well, they'll get it. How you doing?
Yeah, no, I get it. So, yeah, you have to let me know if any good comes out of user group tomorrow. And any new thing coming down the pipe. So I'm working on get that done and then get a little break. And then I'm sure we'll jump into our replacing our call taking software.
I'm going to guess the big change coming is going to be revolve around Virtual Prime. I hope to get a hold of Greg and a few of the other guys there and see if I can find out where we are on the Virtual Prime agenda. Hopefully, I'd like to be at the leading edge as opposed to at the end. We always put us at the end because, you know, we have one of the more complicated systems. But I'd like to get Virtual Prime. I'd like to be on the leading edge of that because I want to go to Geo Prime. And I can't do Geo Prime without Virtual Prime. So it's a big lift. I'd like to get that out of the way. So I'm guessing that's going to be a bulk. But when I see what's going on, you know, with everything and whatnot, like I said, we can chat. Don't we got to get together still, or do we already do that? I think you got the cable and then dropped it back off. Was that all we needed to get together on?
Yeah, I believe so. Right now, I'm still trying to get that 7500 in my engine at 800 VHF, and I'm trying to figure out how to get multi-key and, so it can accept all the encryption that I need. So I'm working on that. That's my project right now. It's trying to secure that.
I was distracted and by a couple of deer running through my yard. Did you say that's an XTL? In the vehicle or an APX? I missed that, or didn't register anyhow.
Nah, APX 7500. We bought it in 18.
All right, I'll let you go to the phone. WFU.
All right, be right back. WFU, you still out there?
Yes, I am.
That was the southern house calling. He's still down there.
So how'd you fare? Did you avoid the worst of it?
Yeah, fared very, very well. No damage. Ripped a screen, and that was about it. And then I got to have him come out and realign the dish for Dish Network. And it's just off just by a little bit. Couple of the channels, you watch them and they pixelate, so it's like right there, but it's off enough to drive me nuts.
we will rebuild.
So anyways, back to before the phone rang, APX 7500, a 7.8 VHF radio, bought in 18, but it's only, it doesn't have multi-key on it, so I'm trying to secure that so I can get all the algorithms, so I don't have to take the thing out of the truck and put a brand new one in, because it's like, it's kind of dumb.
Right, yeah, and I'm not sure I have the keys to the kingdom on that one. I'm a little gun shy after bricking one. Were you able to get those? You got some APX 7Ks for the department, right? Were you able to get those programmed, or am I wrong?
Nope, I got those all programmed, all key loaded. Those are ready to rip and roar. We're using those, so yeah, those are good to go. That's why I had to borrow the KVL cable to get those key loaded, because they didn't have a cord for them. So we're going to buy one. We'll have it. I'm going to buy two Kenwood cables as well. The county bought a key loader but didn't buy any cables. God knows why.
Probably didn't know it was something they needed to get. Who knows? But, so we have some 7Ks we want to get retemplated, and Paul was saying something today about he didn't think that they would retemplate those. And I said, no, I didn't hear of any issues with getting 7Ks retemplated. You know, they're end of life, but and you may not be able to send them in for hardware upgrades, but there's nothing stopping them from being templated and put on the system.
Yeah, no, they didn't bat an eye at those, and I just did those a month ago, and they finally got them done, so I just had to make sure the firmware was up to date, and that's the only thing they asked, but that's easy.
Right. Yeah, we got a bunch of them, and so we're going to retemplate and utilize some for a more of an AUXCOM role, and put together some sort of an AUXCOM template. So, anywho, I didn't think I'd heard anything to that, and I knew you had just dealt with some, so there you go.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of them that I'm only going to be able to use ADP on, because they only got the one in them, but that'll be fine. And for, you know, most of our local stuff using ADP anyway, so they'll work for that, and we'll use it for that.
Yep, evil ADP. Well, the ones that we've got, that's at least for now, that's what they'll be running, so no big deal. We have a few with multi-key and DES, but most of ours have nothing at all, just the software ADP that came with them. So that's what they do.
At the price, I could claim.
Well, what do you care? You know, you're not going to be needing any of that for the service intended. You know, I know we're not doing anything in the fire services with that, so. So, no big thing. LEO would be a little different.
Yeah, this county's a little bit different. They're wanting everybody to go to it, all three domains.
That's where everyone's going. It's a matter of time. I don't think it's going to be any time terribly soon, but there we go. Sorry, I wasn't on the mic here. But, I think it's going to be a little bit longer. You know, so there's a lot to consider by making that in all three services, and not the least of which is funding. So I don't know. I had an old friend of mine who retired. Now he runs a show way up north and way up UP. And he called me asking about that. You know, that and TDMA. I says, well, I says, I figure we're at least 5 years off. And up there, God knows. I don't think I would be rushing to upgrade anything. They'll probably be more than ready for radios by the time anything like that comes along.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, I'm going to back out of the driveway here. I got to cut some of my grass. It looks like I live in a jungle. Back in the driveway, get the shoes, take care of that. So, chatting with you. I'll be on tomorrow and the next day. I got office days, so I'll be out here, but you'll be heading north, so I don't know what time you're leaving. So I'll be out at the early hours, so talk to you.
All right, Nick, I'll fire up the node. I'll have that on while I'm traveling. Obviously, when I'm in the UT, I won't be on the air, but traveling up and traveling back, lots of rate video time. I'm going to probably be on, like, Statewide 1 and this one with the nodes, so we'll see. Or just listening to a podcast. Who the heck knows? All right, catch you later. Enjoy cutting the grass. It's always glorious fun, isn't it? Weather's good. Catch you later. W8FU. W8FU, W8RCY calling. W8RCY, we're clear.
KJL listening. Good evening. This is November 8, Mike Juliet, November, and 8 MJN Mobile, standing by.